Little taste of Rashi for the morning. After Moshe Rabbeinu does the Chalukat Ha'aretz, so the Bnei Tzfat come to him to speak, and Hashem's response to their request is, "Came Bnei Tzfat Dovrot, Naton Titen Lahem Achuzat Nachala B'Toch Achei Aviyem, V'Avarta Et Nachalat Aviyem Lahen." On the words, "Came Bnei Tzfat Dovrot," Rashi comments, "Kitargumo Ya'ut." He says the word "Kain" should be interpreted like the Unculus says, which is the word Ya'ut, which means correct or right or proper, like Na'e. And then he says, Kach tuva b'hashazo l'fanai b'mayro, magid sh'ra'ata inan ma sh'lo ra'ata eino shel Moshe. Rashi says an amazing thing based on the Tanchuma, that the Bnei Tzfat saw something that Moshe didn't see. It's interesting because about this whole parasha, it's hard to figure out exactly what's going on. The Bnei Tzfat come to Moshe to complain, we don't think, it's not right that we shouldn't get a nachala. And Moshe doesn't know what the halacha is, so he goes to speak to Hashem, and then Hashem agrees with the Bnei Tzfat. That seems to be what's going on over here. So what does that mean? Does that mean that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't learn this halacha? This thing that, according to Rashi, kach tuva v'harsha zol lefanai b'marom. This was part of the corpus of halacha that was supposed to be given over to Moshe. So why didn't he know about it? Of course, this also reminds us of Lamed Gara by the Pesach Sheni, which is another case where people came and said to Moshe, it's not fair that we don't get an opportunity, and Moshe had to talk to Hashem, and Hashem said, yes, you're going to allow this. So I don't have a great answer. I think there's a great tension over here between what was apparently taught to Moshe Rabbeinu as being the Kor Halacha, and what was, I don't know, it sounds like added on, but on the other hand, not added on. It was originally part of the plan. And so it seems like the only thing that I could think of, I'd love for anybody else to suggest something else, is that there was a Kor Halacha that was given over that, okay, if nobody asks this question, if nobody asks for this, then this is the way the Halacha should be. But if somebody asks for it, if somebody requests it, then this is going to be an added clause in the original Halacha. In other words, if nobody ever asks for Pesach Sheni, then there's no Pesach Sheni. If nobody ever asks for a daughter to inherit, then daughters won't inherit. But if somebody asks, then there is room for this extra clause. That's the only thing I could think of. Happy to hear if anybody else has other ideas. Yom Tov.